Sun Group. So, good afternoon and welcome. Read the original submission, 47 pages of it. Thank you very much for that. You don't need to read it out to us, you've got to please come here. We'll see your table, some material, we'd like to lead us through that. So, introduce your team to us.
Yep, good afternoon. My name's Chris Dillon. I farm a mixed cropping operation at Ardlasa, which is on the Matera River. Co-presenting here today is Sean Wilkins. He farms just across from me on the Wendonside Plain there. And you already know Zoe from Lampro. And today we represent the Balfour, Wendonside and Waikaia group. This group was born out of frustration after the physiographic zones were included in the land and water plan. 123 people in this group all farm land that falls within the so-called Old Matera zone. For those who don't know Northern Southland, Balfour is on the Waimea Plains, indicated on there obviously. Wendonside and Waikaia are known as the Waikaia Plains. These are large areas of flat land comprising a diverse mix of sheep, beef, deer, dairy support, arable and horticulture. Most farms have more than one physiographic zone, and most have more than one enterprise, with the exception of dairy, which is only 2% of that zone. The physiographs. This Old Matera zone has alienated farmers. The fact is its characteristics are very similar to five other zones, but has been singled out and treated differently. Section 40A report does not address many submitters' concerns around the words strongly discourage, stating that it would constitute a weakening of policy position. Policy needs to be based on good science. These zones should never have been put in the plan. They've complicated the entire process. Sitting outside the plan, once ground truth, they may be useful to inform the limit setting process. Being zoned as Old Matera has affected our land values. This once very desirable farming community has now been tainted as a bad area. These physiographics are merely a conceptual model, a conceptual risk-based model that is not linked to downstream effects. They fail to reflect the current water quality state and trend. Section 42 acknowledges the situation where more than one physiographic is located on the land holding could be improved. Physiographs seek to control land use. This, in fact, protects existing dairy farms while restricting land use change on other farms. As the farmers of this zone, what the model would have you believe, compared with what we see as the people working the land every day, just doesn't align. Balfour and Wendonside soil and drainage types are completely different. Balfour, in my opinion, is similar to Central Plains or Glade. They have tile drainage and shallow groundwater. Wendonside has a pan and a complex deep groundwater zone that even Environment Southland scientists are unsure about. This group recommends removing all physiographic zones from the plan. The economic and social effects. group are very disappointed that Environment Southland failed the farmer community by not ensuring the economic study was completed and made public prior to the plan being notified. Section 32 of the Resource Management Act requires an evaluation be prepared prior to the notification of the plan, and particular regard given to it when the decision to notify the proposed Southland water and land plan. Environment Southland failed to comply with the country's legislation by not meeting this obligation. No regard to the economic study was taken when the staff wrote this plan. They couldn't, because it didn't exist. It was not released until April 2017. The Southland economy is reliant on agriculture. The implementation of this plan in its current form will have significant financial impact on the agriculture sector. Environment Southland has obligations under the Resource Management Act to ensure the financial stability of Southland. We need to all work together to achieve a better environmental, economic and social outcome for Southland. This group is afraid of being regulated out of operating financially sustainable businesses.
Thank you. Now, just want to correct one thing you say there regarding the Section 32 analysis. My understanding is that the Council prepared a Section 32 report and it was released on the 3rd of June 2016 and that's available on the Environment Southland webpage. I'm not sure if you're aware of that.
The 3rd of June?
2016. So there's a report titled Evaluation Report, Proposed Southland Water and Land Plan, prepared under Section 32 of the Resource Management Act, and it's dated 3rd June 2016. It's a 238-page document fulfilling the requirements of Section 32 of the Act.
Yep, when did we submit on this?
I'm just telling you, and your submission to us today are telling us that hasn't been fulfilled, and I'm just letting you know there is a report on the webpage dated 2016.
I realise the report's there, but it wasn't available when we submitted on the plan. So there was no regard given to it by the staff who wrote the plan.
I'm just letting you know that report's there. Now, is your preference that we have questions at the end of your group submission or take them one by one, witness by witness?
At the end, please.
All right, so we'll have the next presenter now. Thank you. Good afternoon.